Remember Heather Purdy? She was the first voice on air on Leicester Sound.
5 years old. I can't believe it's that long since Leicester Sound was launched onto an unsuspecting Leicester. Mind you, I'll never forget that first morning when we came on air. I hadn't slept all night. As the early morning news editor, I had to read the very first bulletin at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was terrified I'd sleep through the 3 o'clock alarms and the telephone wake-up call, all designed to rouse me from my slumbers at 4 o'clock. Needless to say, I arrived at the radio station 3 hours early and was sitting in the studio twiddling my thumbs by 4 o'clock. At least I knew I wasn't going to be late. Slowly, other people started to drift in. First came the managing director. Believe me, he looks dreadful early in the morning. Then came the salespeople, lured in early by the free champagne specially ordered for the launch. A few well-wishers arrived. And finally, the presenters, late as usual. Soon everyone was upstairs having a party, except for me. I was sitting in the studio as the clock ticked the seconds away. 5 o'clock, 5:30, 5:45. My heart started to beat. The palms of my hands were damp. I was stuck to the chair. Suddenly, the clock struck.
On 238 metres medium wave, that's 1260 kilohertz and VHF stereo 97.1, 24 hours a day. This is Leicester Sound.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Heather Purdy at the news desk. The headmaster of a... We were off. Leicester Sound was born.
It's time to start your day the happy Leicester way.
'Cause we've got all you need in the morning.
Every morning.
2:38, Leicester Sound. Kenny Hay.
Well, that was Julia Fordham. And I thought it was Julia Fordham before the news, but that was Bill McCartney. I've got to thank the two ladies in the Logan's Catering Cobb shop there. The cobs are delicious, aren't they, Mark?
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Mine's going cold because I can't eat it while I'm reading and driving. Let me tell you about a bit about today, what's happening. We're currently doing the whole breakfast show live on the road at the moment in the radio car. If you're coming into work between now and 9 o'clock, look out for it. We'll be here, there and everywhere. We've got an luminous candle, and I think the... Hang on, my headphones are stuck now on my head. Yet the candle lamp is still alight, and we're proud to be 5 years old today. Coming up a little later on today, between 9 and 11, it's the morning show with David Lloyd, and a special tour around the radio station. And I'll be looking in the drawers that don't normally...
Not in my drawers. No,
yes.
No.
Especially
not that top drawer, Kenny.
Most people keep things in their drawers that people don't want to know about. And David Lloyd's up for grabs. Oh, I better not mention that. He's probably emptied his drawer by now. that much more. Guy is in the afternoon, but squash between the middle. It's nice to welcome one of the original voices to Sound FM, Danny Cox. Well, not the original, who joined us a few years ago. Danny Cox is on air live on Sound FM between 11 and 12, and then he's going down to the Town Hall Square today.
Oh. The top temperatures, Kenny, are 24 Celsius. That's 75 Fahrenheit.
Are you missing me today, Julie?
Yes.
A little bit. I mean, we can't have a chat, can we?
We can have a chat. We're having a chat now.
Well, I mean, an intimate chat. You know what I mean.
That sort of chat. I thought you weren't telling people about those chats.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise we were on the air. Do you want to know where we are?
Yes, where are we?
We're on Moeka Hill, Adrian Road. I'm being very quiet because we're in a very quiet neighbourhood, and David Avenue. We're just about to creep up on a Co-op milk lady.
Playing your favourites all through the day. It's Leicester Sound, FM Stereo.
I've actually found what must be one of the shyest milk ladies in the world. Really am. And in fact, she's gone and hidden in her cab. She won't talk to me. Because what's your name? Come on.
Kim.
Kim, I won't say any more than I might embarrass you. Can I just follow you for a bit? I mean, can I stand on your float?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, whereabouts are we now?
We're in David Avenue.
Yeah, which is on stocking for Moeka Hill.
Okay, well, now we're going into Thurcaston.
Going into Thurcaston. Right, well, I'm going to step on the trolley. Can I deliver a couple of pints? Yeah, no, I'm going to step on this one.
Are you?
Can I deliver a couple of pints of milk with you?
Yes.
Where's your depot, by the way, in case any of the boys and girls are listening back there?
Abbey Lane,
she's being good. She's on time. Look at that, 7:10. And anybody listening on Moeka Hill at the moment, Thurcaston Road, look out for the Co-op milk float. Hague's on the back. Right, take it away. Here we go. I've never been on... Oh, my God.
Noise, Kenny.
Oh. Oh. Oh, you. Hey, Alton trousers got nothing on this.
Is there many gold tops there, Kenny?
Hey, I don't know. I can't see any yellow tops. You're right, Kim.
Yeah.
What sort of speed are we doing now?
We're doing about 14 now.
14 miles an hour, my goodness. Oh, stay with us, don't go away. Oh, look, there's East Midlands Airport. No problems there. Oh, no. Hey, how far are we going? I only wanted just round the corner. That's about 2 miles away.
Yeah.
Oh dear, Ingham, play a record. I've got to get off.
Five sound. Five Thursday. Five celebrate. Five. And Kenny Hague.
Your guarantee of good music from the 70s, the 60s, and today. We'll play for you all the songs you live your whole life to. You're a 24-hour friend. We're your station.
Leicester Sound FM.
I must be with one of the happiest school crossing ladies in the country who's been busy. How many years have you been doing this?
13 years.
13 years. Listen, I'm sorry if we've upset you this morning. Apparently the bibbing on the cars and everything is upset. Is that right?
Yes.
And we've been on your yellow line, haven't we?
Am I on the yellow line?
I know I can. Listen, I'm ever so sorry. Sound FM would like to apologise to you. Can I have a go at stopping a car?
No.
Why is that? Pardon?
You're not allowed.
Oh, go on. Let me stop a car. Can I stand with you then? Because you're live on the air all over Leicestershire, you see.
Well, I might be.
You're very famous. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
No,
you know?
Thank you.
No? You've got a bus coming up behind you, would you?
No. Go on then. Off you go.
Go on. I'm going to walk with you. Yeah. You're not going to hit me, are you? Are you really upset with me?
Yeah, I don't think you should be here at this time of the morning.
Why? We're celebrating.
A lot of traffic.
We're celebrating our birthday.
Oh well, you may
well, be. Well, listen, I'm going to give you the award for the happiest
Why
school crossing.
Why do you do a lot for these then?
What's that, my love? Well, we did do a lot. It was the television that didn't do a lot for the Special Olympics. The radio did. All right, can I have a birthday kiss?
No.
Oh. Oh well, we'll just have to say. Well, listen, we'll remember you then. All right.
Yeah, you do that.
What? Right, well, can we have one more? We've just got a little present for you before we go, because we...
I don't want any presents, thank you.
Well...
Kenny, I think I'll get off the yellow line before I cause...
Yeah, we just need one more horn-blowing session.
Do we?
Yes.
This is the best sound in Leicester and all over Leicestershire.
Sound FM, stereo, 103.2. Still en route there, sort of, as I speak, driving back to Sound FM. Where they're going to park is going to be another another matter. Just listen to that. That's being relayed live from the convoy, which is, at the moment, sort of just coming down Regent Road. So if you're on Regent Road, do join in. Doesn't sound like you need any encouragement, does it, really?
Your guarantee of good
news will always be
Leicester Sound FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to us.
Much more than words, much more than music. It's something special in your day. Bless the sound in you.
9:19 on a Thursday morning, the 7th day of September 1989. And now one of our many, many giveaways today. We're going to give away
five.
Oh, we're going to give away five old Leicester Sound t-shirts. Now the die may run because they were faulty at the time, which is why we didn't sell them. But we're giving away
five
of those to the first
five
people who wander into reception.
I just thought I'd pop in. The radio training unit is part of Sound FM's
yes.
Leicester Sound, etc. It's really a media training company within another company, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. We train just about everybody. We've done training courses with people from the local community, local councillors, journalists from various radio stations up and down the country.
Train them for what?
Basically, to make people more aware and better. It's as simple and straightforward as that.
Both for radio and television?
Yes, some television, but mostly for radio. It's also important with the expansion of radio, of course.
Yeah. But I mean, we do, this facility here is used for television as well.
It is,
We get people down here to interview them as a television scenario.
Why are you interviewing me? You know it all. I mean,
well, I just thought it sounded good.
You're in love.
If you've just joined us, we're broadcasting live from all over our building. We're currently in the training unit.
Heather, very quickly, what's it all about?
Well, what we do here is we train people in how to do radio really well.
Do you really? Yes.
Yes, we do. This is terrible. Steve Merrick's been saying things which are totally untrue. I object. Sack him. I want him sacked now.
How many students you got with you today?
We've got six in all.
Yeah, and they're from?
All over the country. Yeah. What do you think about it so far, people?
Really
wonderful.
Yes.
All right, Heather, we'll leave there because time's pressing on. But could you just read, what's all this about? It's...
I don't know. This is Steve Merrick's writing, so I can't read it.
What's it mean, Steve?
Well, all right, it's just something that we were going over this morning. You've got me with a biscuit in my
mouth. No, it's information.
Leading radio training unit biscuits. This is
information.
Simple, short facts. I can't read that.
Those are the key words. All right, thank you. That's Heather Purdy there. She. Well, there's an old saying that goes, those who can do it and those who can't teach. she used to do it, but now she teaches. No, do you have fond memories of the first day? Take us back to that day.
The first day. It was horrible. I've never been so nervous in my life. Oh, dear. It seems ages ago now. Well, of course, it's 5 years, isn't it? it was a nice day in that, you know, it was dead exciting. But when it came around to 3 o'clock, I was a wreck, a stumbling wreck I was. I couldn't speak, nothing at all. Oh, it was dreadful. But, you know, it soon wore off.
All right, that first show? I suppose you're not the one to judge, really, are you?
I sincerely hope there aren't any recordings of it. No, it was good fun. And, of course, everybody had to be up at, like, sort of 5:30 in the morning. Mm. So I was on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we had to be up 5:30 in the morning listening to it and, you know, seeing how it all went. It was jolly exciting.
I can well imagine. And now, what are you doing now?
What am I doing now? Mm. Well, I'm sort of on a different wireless station now. Because, you see, back in those days, yes, it was pretty obvious even then that, you know, I wasn't into this terribly sort of hip, trendy music.
Because you're an old-fashioned sort of bloke,
indeed,
aren't you?
Yes. And this was sort of back in the days when it was called Leicester Sound, of course, before it went even more trendy. And then they sort of thought, making it trendy, kick Marriott out, basically. The old fool. So I was sort of out on me ear for a bit, but not really. They sort of created me a radio station, really.
So you're on our you're on this medium wave radio station now, aren't you?
Gem wireless, yes, playing sort of Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby all day, which is absolutely marvellous.
Then correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
And you will. But do you not present the 10 till 1 show on this?
That's right, yes.
So should you not be otherwise occupied at the moment?
Oh, Lord.
You better scoot.
I'd best scoot, yes. I say, have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And have a glass of Duda for me.
Would you like to hear what record you're playing?
Yes.
Just a minute. Let's just see if we can just... Oh, you're all right, Andy. It goes on for 5.5 minutes.
Oh, it's the Carpenters, isn't it? Yes. Oh, yes. Marvellous.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ra.
David Lloyd. This is the best sound in Leicester. Stereo Sound FM 103.2.
That's the top floor. It
yes.
consists of 1, 2, 3, 4 offices, a couple of loos and a kitchen. And we're just going downstairs.
Go in the toilet. Now, this hasn't ever been done on British radio before. This will make a page in our trade magazine, Now Radio. Would you like to go in the gentleman's toilet?
Hey, all the gents, I was going in the ladies. It's a comfier seat.
I'm sure this has never ever been...
I'm in here now. What do you want to do?
There's no one else in there, is there?
Well, I don't know. Tim was trying to get in, but there's not enough room for Tim.
Right. Have you shut the door?
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yes. Here we are. Shut the door.
Oh, my goodness. Lock it. Right, we're up.
And now... Go on. Sound FM. Flushed with success. Flushed with the feeling of success for the last 5 years.
The Leicester Lifestyle Show.
Sound FM at the forefront of today's technology, celebrating 5 years of high-quality FM programming. Whatever you listen on, from a £2,000 stereo system to a tiny tranny in the bathroom, you can be sure that we're making it sound as good as possible. The program you're listening to now could be coming from any one of our 6 studios at our Granville House Studio Centre. Then we can link up with mobile communications vehicles, enabling us to come to you anywhere in Leicestershire. We have fax, telex and electronic news links with the world's leading news services and digital satellite links to bring you the best in high quality music. Music often off digitally recorded CDs, letting you hear the music exactly the way it was heard in the recording studio. Then we have audio processors at our transmitter, making sure what you hear is as crisp and as clear as it can be. Then leading the way in new technology, we're one of just a few stations pioneering RDS, the radio data system. Tune in on a suitably equipped car and we'll tell you on a display screen that you're listening to Sound FM. Soon we'll be able to give you travel news with RDS and even tell you which star names are on the program. But that's all still to come in the future. After all, could you do all this when you were 5 years old? 5 years old? 5 years old?
In the afternoon, we play your favorite songs here on Leicester Sound.
238 and 97.1.
On day one, 5 years ago, 12 till 3 in the afternoon?
Yes.
I thought so. Tony Lyman, good afternoon.
Can I sing?
No!
Go on!
No!
Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to
you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, dear sound! Happy birthday to you!
That was awful.
What?
That was awful.
Hey, listen, I've just worked out that this time 5 years ago,
yeah,
I was getting very, very nervous waiting for the start of the show. I was wearing the brown trousers on the day.
One thing I've always meant to ask, remember before Sound FM came on air 5 years ago?
Yes.
There was that little newspaper. It was all green.
Newspaper?
Little newspaper. It was pushed through everybody's letterboxes.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? And it had a very dodgy photo of the first lineup and everybody clinging round a lamppost.
That's right.
Where was it?
Just outside.
Why that lamppost?
Well, I have the foggiest idea. It's just the photographer said, look, let's get you clinging round a lamppost.
Obviously.
So we did, you know. Was it the one when I had a coffee cup in my hand?
That was it.
That's it. That was the Sound FM sign outside.
Ah.
And he said, just hang on to this pole and we'll take your picture. Silly idea.
Now, obviously, from the day Sound FM came on air, September 7th, 1984, then the work began, putting together programs, building a radio station. But obviously, you must have started doing things before that opening day.
We did. I think we were down, I think it was about a month before we went on air.
What
I had
official?
The honour, you know. I had the honour of playing the very first record on the test transmission. And I bet you don't remember what that was.
No, well, it wasn't Tracy Ullman, was it?
No, it was the Beatles' Hello, Goodbye, which I thought was very apt, really.
In some way.
Goodbye to one lot and hello to another.
Well, when did you first tune in to Leicester Sound? Because obviously you must have had those test transmissions before the station opened.
Yes.
Where was the first time? Was it in your car? Was it at home? Was it in the building? When was the first time you actually tuned into the frequency?
I think it was in the car.
What did it feel like?
I think it was in the car.
What did it feel like?
Extremely exciting. It was something I always wanted to do, you know, because up until that point, I'd never been in on the start of a new radio station. And it was always something I fancied doing, you know, being there on day one and then watching the station grow. It was a great, great relief.
You're not supposed to say that.
I felt that the show went quite well. We had no technical problems, which was, unlike poor old Nick Murden, who started the whole ball rolling at 6 o'clock in the morning, because a few seconds before he went on air, one of his turntable with the first record on it went wrong. It just wouldn't play. So, you know, a few seconds before he was due to come on, we had engineers in the studio lifting out the turntable and replacing it with another one. And poor old Nick was so nervous, he couldn't put the arm onto the record, so the engineer had to do that for him.
And, you know, he looked it as well.
Yes.
He looked it on TV, because remember, that was shown on Central, wasn't
That's right.
it?
That's right.
But I know the true story behind that. Because they didn't get up in time, did they?
Who didn't?
The people at Central.
No.
Because that was the day before.
Well, it was a bit early. But the thing that sticks in my mind when you mention Guy is motorised bar stools. No, honestly, this guy, and I can't remember where he comes from, somewhere in Leicester, but he said, he phoned up one day and he said, I make motorised bar stools. I said, you what? He said, motorised bar stools. Ordinary bog standard bar stool with a little motor on. And I tell you what, they don't half shift. So I thought, well, I'm not trying one of those out, you know. I'll get a stooge.
No, it's mine, that's my pizza! Get off my pizza!
Dented his face!
They bent it! Story of my life!
Guys, I want it!
Look what it is!
Oh. Ooh.
just sat on it.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, to recap, if you've only just joined us...
We need to warm it up, we will do.
He's always wanted to eat pizza, and pizza, perfect pizza.
Courtesy of Steve, who's just brought this in. Steve, was it a big job to make this?
No, it only took us about 5 minutes.
Brilliant, and...
It looks it. Looks like Guy Morris.
Malcolm did not.
Just keep your fingers out. Happy birthday, Leicester Sound. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to us. I love self-indulgence. Only happens once every 5 years. Remind you of a pair of seals. Throw them a bit of salami. Smiles on their faces.
All right.
All right, Guy. You've got to get close to one of these things here because we need your voice in living, dynamic stereo.
I'm down here, Mr. Morris.
We got the Bisto voice here. This guy's got a voice as rich as gravy, ladies and gentlemen. You get to hear him only twice a week on a Saturday and a Sunday, but wow, marathon stuff.
Whoa. Whoa. That's all I say nowadays.
Is it?
Whoa. Whoa. I don't talk anymore.
Raunchy?
I heard you a few minutes ago.
Wild. Two words you don't describe Mark Heyman with.
Oh, charming.
We can laugh at him now, can't we? Yeah. I mean, with you two standing next door to each other, it's a contrast which is pretty unbelievable.
Can I kiss some... There are no ladies around here,
no,
Mr.
No,
Morris.
You have to kiss Mark instead.
I'll give it to Miss.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can't talk on the radio without somebody kissing you or something.
There's a lady over there jumping up and down with excitement.
No, it's only WW.
That's okay.
She's probably starched her knickers again too much. That's probably what it is. So you got some wild stuff happening on Saturday and Sunday?
I've got some stuff happening tonight.
Yeah?
Stepping Out's back tonight.
Stepping out. I'm on Friday at the Ritz, and I thought you were with me for this steam beer thing, and you're
Which one?
Not.
In Hinckley?
No, in Leicester. You sold out on me.
Ritz is in Leicester.
Studio. Yeah, it's really worried now, isn't he? Yeah.
Has the name changed, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Nobody tells me anything.
It's 24 hours a day. It's from Leicester on 103.2. Keep it right here.
Sound FM, 24 hour news. On vinyl or CD.